always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what is good? It's your boy Don Christian. And who we got? Who I got with me right now?
Miss Cole up in the building.
That's what's up, Miss Cole, man. And this is your second time on the show. Yes. You know what I'm saying? You getting it in.
I came back.
How you feel? How you feel?
I'm feeling pretty good.
You feeling really good?
Yeah.
All right, man. Tell the people about your little weekend that you had. Nah, I can say little. My bad. The big weekend that you had this weekend. Tell them a little bit about what's going on with Miss Cole right now.
Well, as I mentioned last week, that I recently got engaged.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've been doing some wedding planning.
Can I get an amen?
Yes.
And I found my dress this weekend.
Oh, wow.
So that's major for me.
Right.
Found my dress, got my little veil and my headpiece or whatever you want to call it. I don't know all the technical terms.
It's called a tiara.
Well, no, a tiara, I think,
okay,
is what it is.
Okay, if it's not
actually.
If it's a tiara, then it's a weave.
No, I didn't get no weave in my
head. Okay.
But I didn't get a tiara either.
Okay.
I don't know what it is. It's like a funky.
It's going to be two. It'll be announced later.
It'll be
called To Be Announced Later, yes.
That hurts.
So, what was that process like for you? I mean, were you crying? You know what I'm saying? What was up?
Oh, you're going to put me on the spot like that?
Well, I'm just asking. You know,
okay.
We got our king. You know, we going
to
ask.
What? I have to be honest. I was dreading it a little bit. I did not want to go try. I'm just not a dressed female, I guess.
Yeah.
It is what you got to do for your day. So I got some of my aunts together and my mother and my two best girlfriends. Mm-hmm. And we attacked the bridal store.
Yeah.
And it was good. It was good. I did get a little emotional. You know, I think it all kind of set in a little bit. But I'm just thanking God that I'm going down this path. And I'm excited for the future.
Yes. So, you know, she's getting it in. You know, your boy Don Christian. I had a real... Actually, I can't say relax, because when she went, she took my wife with her.
I kidnapped
so,
her.
You know what I'm saying? I had the kids all weekend, and we doing, you know what I'm saying, church service and all that. And I'm playing the piano, trying to make sure my kids don't run out the building, you know. So it was all good. Markayla was getting it in. She almost, you know, directed praise and worship team this week. So, you know, and matter of fact, she been sending texts to the cat that we got. Text and... emails this week,
like,
you know what I'm saying? So she sent one to the homie Sharp Skills. We gonna have right after this song. And what's the song called, man? Big Al, Rest Featuring. Of My Day, featuring who?
Cam Jones.
Let's get it in.
I got a praise in my mouth, cause the Lord's been good to me.
Good to me.
He didn't have to wake me up this morning, could have died in my sleep.
Died in my sleep.
I was bound by sin, but he's given me the victory.
Victory.
And I'm glad that I'm free. I'm not just a Sunday morning Christian, I praise him every day.
Praise him every day.
The ransom that he gave for my life is a debt that I can't repay.
I can't repay.
I've been redeemed by the blood, that's why I live holy.
Live holy.
And even if the enemy tries, he's never ever gonna stop me.
Stop me.
Lord, we give you praise.
And I will praise you for the rest of my days.
This is my lifestyle, it is not a phase.
And I will praise you for your marvelous ways.
Everybody's still amazed that Big Al has yet to fall off.
Yet to fall off.
That's because before I started walking in my ministry, I counted up the cost.
Counted up the cost.
Every ounce of knowledge that I gained before I knew the Lord, I count as lost.
Count as lost.
I submit to his will, cause he's my boss.
He's my boss.
He's my rock.
My rock.
My soul.
My soul.
My shield.
My shield.
Don't matter what the haters say, I gotta keep it real.
Keep
I'm blessed in the valley and I'm showing up blessed on the hill.
Blessed on the hill.
To bring glory to the Lord is the reason why I live.
Lord, we give you praise.
And I will praise you for the rest of my days.
This is my lifestyle, it is not a phase.
And I will praise you for your wondrous ways.
Lord, we give you praise.
And I will praise you for the rest of my days.
This is my lifestyle, it is not a phase.
And I will praise you for your wondrous ways.
Hey, hey, for the rest of my days. You can catch me with my hands up like I'm doing the wave. I'm so lost in his love, I've been filled by his spirit like a hand in a glove. That means that he is on the inside, rivers of living water pouring on the outside. This is not a phase, man, it's a lifestyle. Surrender or take your walk down the green mile. Been anchored in the Lord, so I got a grip. If you need the living waters, go on, take a sip. While the water's being troubled, better take a dip. Because I'm next in line, and you might get skipped. I'm blessed from my head to my toes. Flip that from my J's back up to my fro. I'm a child of the King, so it ain't no doubt. I got a praise on the inside, I gotta let it out.
Lord, we give you praise.
This
is my lifestyle, it is not a phase.
And I will praise you for your wondrous ways.
Lord, we give you praise.
And I will praise you for the rest of my days.
This is my lifestyle, it is not a phase.
And I will praise you for your wondrous ways.
Lord, we give you praise.
And I will praise you for the rest of my days.
This is my lifestyle, it is not a phase.
And I will praise you for your wondrous ways.
Lord, we give you praise.
Days.
This is my lifestyle, it is not a phase.
And I will praise you for your wondrous ways.
Attention and love, gotta mention it. What they need is Jesus. They screaming for help. We can't just shut the door. They learn to kill at 12 and learn to cuss at 4. Figuring it, money and solve all of their problems, so they love the dough. Due to a lack of living, they ignorant to the fact that cash will come and go. They put the money first. It's like a money curse. If you ain't got a price, then what's the money worth? My soul is not for sale. I know the one I serve, the one and only God in heaven. Who hey. Sets at the sun and earth?
All the way, greater.
Hey.
All the way, greater.
Silly strange girl, cause she be praying for me, plus Christ be praying for me, so you know your boy's prayed up, plus my mind is made up, I ain't going backwards, what you think your boy's made of?
All the way, prayed up.
Get it,
all the way, prayed up.
You know we
all the way, prayed up.
Staying
all the way, prayed up.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
Kingdom City Records present Dre Senior, The Maturation. Available at DreSeniorMusic.com.
To confront the heart issues of every man and woman. Everybody, you think I'm
dropping November 9th to KingdomCityRecords.com
and iTunes.
I'm proceeding with caution, cause in this world we need to be cautious. Seems like they're making an effort.
Featuring Tadashi, Pro, R. Swift,
One Life,
Sauce Remix, and Pastor 83,
Dre Senior.
November 9th.
Trials of life, hard times, and confusion, they last only a season.
The favor of God, though, is a lifetime.
MyJoyInTheMorning.wordpress.com
has a daily devotional.
Joy comes as you awaken and seek God.
Visit today, giving God just seconds of your morning,
so He can open up hours of your day.
Also available is our 31-day devotional.
Sow into a ministry that sows into your life.
Visit
MyJoyInTheMorning.wordpress.com and hear from God today.
Prince of Peace Productions presents
Detroit's very own
Only One Way
with their hit leading single,
I Get It In.
You gotta get it in like the letter at the end.
Consecrate, fast, pray, worship.
Only One Way, breakthrough.
The CD also includes hits like
Ready for Whatever.
Ready. Breakthrough is a powerful CD for today's generation. You can go pick that up on iTunes.
OneWMusic.com.
Breakthrough.
Get yours today.
So that was Bizzle, Prayed Up.
That's right, Bizzle, Prayed Up.
And I like that song.
She liked that song.
It always gets me moving.
That's right, man. Bizzle came out here around the same time the homie Sharp Skills did, and they got it in at the ITM after party. You guys can go check that episode out where they was giving some acapellas. You know, we also threw some of their songs in there, so you can check it out, man. But Sharp Skills is here on the line with us right now, man. And
yeah.
You got a question? Go ahead, Ms. Cole.
It's from D. White again from Bremerton.
Okay.
Sharpie's asking, how did you get the name Sharp Skills, and what's the meaning behind it?
Good question.
Man, you know what? It was like during a period in high school, I was going through all kind of names. Like, there was one point I had a name called, I was called Destructive Combustion. you know what I'm saying? Like, I was going through all different names, and... I don't know, man. It just Sharp Skills is almost like it came out of nowhere. It's almost like I didn't even choose that name. It chose me in a way. And so honestly, I really can't tell you. I just know it was sometime in high school, and it was just the name that stuck, you know? And I've had it ever since.
Because your skills are just sharp.
Well, you asked me what the meaning behind it is, you know, everything that I try to do, I try to be precise with it. You know what I'm saying? I believe in excellence. I believe, you know, I'm a little competitive, so, I try to be the best at whatever I do. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's just me competing against myself or even other, you know, other artists, because, you know, hip-hop is competitive. So not necessarily like in a destructive competitiveness, but just trying to keep my skill level at the best, you know, that it can possibly be. So when I say Sharp Skills, it's kind of like in respect to that, and just my commitment to excellence, and just wanting to, be excellent in whatever I do. So
yeah, now that's what's up, man. And what we're gonna do too right now is, just for the people that don't know a little bit about your life, we want you to share your testimony with them, so they can see a little bit about Sharp Skills and places that they maybe be able to relate with.
Yes, sir. Like I said before, I grew up in, family full of ministers, preachers. Like, my grandfather, was a pastor for many years, and he's still a man of God. He was still ministers, but he's 90, 91, you know, but he's still standing strong in the Lord. And that's kind of who I grew up watching, you know. And then my mom is a minister. And so I kind of grew up as a PK, you know, but, I'm from L.A., and I... You know, like we talked about earlier, you know, I chose not to accept my calling. And, well, at that time, you know, you're going to end up doing what God calls you to do. But there was a period of time, you know, during my preteens to probably about 17, 18. No, I'm talking about, all right, whatever. My wife won't put me on blast, but about 17, 18, where, you know, I was experimenting with the world, man. I was trying to see everything that the world had to offer. So, you know, I got caught up in, you know, smoking weed. You know, I was a weed head for a long time. I was drinking a lot, you know.
Yeah.
Sex a lot with a lot of different girls. Not a lot, a lot. You know, my wife knows about them. Most of them. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway. Y'all gonna get me in trouble, man. Y'all gonna get me in trouble. Nah, I mean, I was out there, man. You know, I was out there. I was a lot of stuff. You know, I experimented with gang banging. I was, you know, hanging out with, you know, different various gangs, actually, because my family was primarily all Piru and Blood. So when I would go with them, I was, you know, I was throwing up the B sign and saying Blood. And then I had my crib homeboys, and when I went around them, I was saying cuz, you know. So I was, you know, don't tell nobody. I might still get beat down for that. But, you know, that's what I was experimenting with during that time. And God just brought me to a place where he just showed me I'm not playing with you. You know, like, I've had near-death experiences. When I was 13, I almost died from alcohol poisoning. I had to go to the hospital because I had drank. Me and my friends had stole some tequila from a liquor store, and I went home and I drank probably about three-fourths of the bottle, and there was a fifth of tequila. Wow. So I almost died from that. And then about a couple years later, I started, you know, I was smoking weed real heavy, and I almost died from that. And then another year, probably about 2 years later, I almost died from the same thing, from smoking weed. And this time it was actually bad because I actually really tripped out. You know what I'm saying? I started seeing hallucinations, and I thought I was seeing demons, and, you know, just a lot of stuff, man. I was, you know, fighting. I was in the middle of the street fighting with police, man. That just shows you how bad it was. And I actually ended up tearing my PCL, which is, you know, one of the ligaments in your leg. You know, any athlete knows about that. And so I ended up on crutches for a little bit, had to go to physical therapy, and while I was in the hospital, God just made it clear as day. It's like, you know, I'm not playing with you. And so, all around this time, the second time I almost died from smoking weed, what had sent me to do that was my father's, both of my fathers had passed away within 6 weeks of each other. And when I say both of my fathers, my stepfather, who was married to my mom at that time, I came home and I had found him lying on the floor from a brain hemorrhage, blood all over the ground around him. And then, then 6 weeks later, my biological dad passed away. And I was probably like the last person he had saw besides maybe a nurse or a doctor. I flew back out to L.A. and saw him in the hospital. And then I get a call, or actually my stepmom, I know it sounds crazy, but my stepmom got the call around 2, 3 a.m. in the morning that he passed away. So, you know, after that, I was just like, man, you know, kind of like, F it. You know, I'm going to go smoke a blunt with my brother. We're going to do it like this. And you know, that's when I tripped out that night and ended up in the hospital with all that. And so a little shortly after, I got back to Washington, to Seattle, where I was living at the time. And I was in high school, and it was my senior year, and I was kind of like in limbo before between even graduating, because I had missed so much school because of the death of my father. You know, I was out of school for a long time. And it really, by the grace of God, man, and some teachers that just, you know, loved me and really helped me, I was able to graduate on time. And even one of the things that God showed me that he was going to allow me to graduate was me and my mom and went to this music event, and there was a lady selling like different items, and there was a trophy with a graduate. It was like a graduate trophy. It had like a little figurine of a graduate, and it said God's graduate, and then it said Phil. I can't even remember the verse, but it was short for Philippians something, and I believe it was like, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, or something like that. But it said Phil, and that's my name. You know, my name is Philip. Everybody calls me Phil. And so God just hit me with that. And, you know, I mean, it was just different things that happened in my life. And I would say I really gave my life to Christ. It was actually at a Tone concert, man. And it was actually at New Covenant, when New Covenant was, for those of y'all that know about New Covenant, you know, it was at, the concert was there. Cross Movement actually performed that night too. but it was during worship, man. And I guess I was just tired of everything. I was in a bad relationship. And, you know, I was, you know, it was a relationship full of fornication and just, it was very toxic. And I was just tired, man. Like, I didn't know who I was. I was just kind of just going through the motions and I just didn't really know where I was heading. And my life was just really in a destructive pattern, you know. And so I went up to the front, and even God used Tone in a mighty way that night. You know, God, he prophesied to me. He was like, you know, God, you know, God says that you've given him, you know, part of yourself. Now give him your whole self. And he laid his hand on me, and I got filled with the Holy Spirit that day by evidence of speaking in tongues, you know. And I fell out on the ground. Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not saying like that's the only way that it happens. That's just the way it happened for me. And like a day later, actually, my friend invited me to this prayer meeting at his church. And I went to the prayer meeting, you know, and I during this time I was like on fire. You know what I'm saying? I just came from the Tone concert, got filled with the Spirit, and, you know, was just really feeling God. And, you know, everything was just, you know, like, man, I just love Jesus, you know. So I go to this event, this prayer meeting, and my friend Marcus McCullough actually was praying for me. And I don't even know if he knows to this day how God used him, but he had his hands on me and was praying for me. And then I felt like this stiffness, like, in my body. It was like something was coming out of me. It was like I was slurring my speech, and you know what I'm saying? Like my body was constricting. And so while he was praying for me, my body was making these actions and constricting, and I was making these different sounds in my body. And after he got done praying, eventually it stopped. The constricting in my body stopped when he got done praying for me. And after he prayed for me, I stood up and I went and I fell on the ground. Like, I kind of collapsed. You know, it wasn't like it was dangerous or nothing like that, but it's kind of like I was just really, it felt like I was almost drunk in a way. And I fell on the ground and I felt like this tingling sensation all over my body. And I laid there for a minute just feeling this sensation. And then when I woke up, man, when I got up, I felt this peace on me, man. It was crazy. It was just like, you know how the word says peace that surpasses all understanding? It felt like somebody had just dipped me in just like the most purest, cleanest water. And then I, you know what I'm saying? It was just like, just peace, bro. Like, I really felt like I was seeing through the eyes of Jesus almost, you know, because I went around and I was still praying for people because it was a prayer meeting. So we was all going around praying for people. And people you know, was praying for me and I was praying for them. And I was just seeing, like, I swear, I ain't never had that experience again. But it was like I could see with the eyes of Jesus. It was crazy, bro. And then this girl, actually it was a girl who I was in a relationship with at that time. She came up to me and she was like, I don't want you to see me right now. I want you to listen. This is the word from God. And she was like, all the unclean spirits that were in you have been removed from you. And, you know, God had delivered me, man. I didn't even know that I had demons in me, and God delivered me from that. And ever since that day, that's when I just stepped into, you know, just being with God, man. You know what I'm saying? I just became a different man and never looked back. Not to say that I haven't had my shortcomings and failings and different things like that. But as far as my salvation and being in God, you know, that's never changed, man. So,
yeah.
So now to present day, what my wife was just alluding to was that, you know, I've really gotten to the place now where I guess I've just accepted. I accepted my call to salvation and I accepted my call to preach, but I didn't really accept being a pastor. Not because I was trying to necessarily be rebellious, but it was kind of like on some, like I told you, I don't really know what that looks like. And a lot of people have said it to me, like, you're going to be a pastor. But, you know, a lot of people say a lot of stuff. And it's like, I was waiting for the burning bush, you know, like, you know, you're going to be a pastor. I think that's kind of what I was waiting on. Different circumstances has just confirmed that to me, man, that, you know what I'm saying, that this is my lane. This is kind of how he's crafted me. And so this is where I'm at today, bro. You know, so that I would say in a nutshell, my testimony.
Man, so look, you know what it is. Sharp Skills going in, man, with a powerful testimony. We're going to hop into his song right now, R's Up. Is that cool?
That's what's up.
Let's do it.
Get your bars up, rip.
gift don't define my character. Till way 6 feet deep, the race is never up. They mad cause the oil's in a clever cup. Till the king is back, I haven't said enough. The lyrics is pimp, the red letter struck. Much sexier than the blues and blacks. In this world trying to test, but the dudes relax. Everybody claim the truth, but who's the facts? Really live it and the fools react. Trying to ruffle my feathers while I move this wax. I'm in tune with the groom and my crews and slacks. Rounds is heavily armed so the tune is strapped. And cats act like I choose this hat. They don't know I was made to spit toothless rap. And the flow so ignorant and stupid black. That it solemnly swears to take music back. Levels to the ceiling, yell it if you still in. Rebels in the building,
rebels in the building.
Levels to the ceiling, yell it if you still in. Rebels in the building,
rebels in the building.
Levels to the ceiling, yell it if you still in. Rebels in the building,
rebels in the building.
Rebels in the building,
rebels in the building.
Full clips in the throat, more triggers to quote. When it descends, man, the spirit is soaked. See the looks on their faces, such curious folks. If they catch the right seeds, then they hear us as oaks. The fear is the smoke, they gotta vanish. And though life is tough, we gotta manage. Got an advantage in that dish that we know where that is. When I nice, not similar to a Gladys. When I miss that train to Georgia and the flames are soaring, man, that pain I pour up. Till my main frame is four toughest face to the floor and the names my swords cut. They say that we cocky and boastful. Now we more like Rocky Gun Postal. Can't tell that we don't come get you in no school. Bendy corners like a G, whipping the old school. Levels to the ceiling, yell it if you still in. Rebels in the building,
rebels in the building.
Levels to the ceiling, yell it if you still in. Rebels in the building,
rebels in the building.
Levels to the ceiling, yell it if you still in. Rebels in the building,
rebels in the building.
Rebels in the building,
rebels in the building.
We here. Goodness, he created a monster. My train of thought is the state of a mobster. Sharpie Montana keep giving them problems. My spidey senses tell me that we fighting with goblins. Man, these some ugly individuals. They seeing that we starving, yet they still hogging residuals. So they getting rich while we getting the visuals. Now we famous and broke, trying to be spiritual. Man, you must have me twisted. You come and tell our kids there ain't no presents for Christmas. If it ain't you, my remarks is dismissed. But if it applies, then I'm hoping you is pissed. This game don't allow room for no nice guys. Having integrity's like walking a fine line. Hard to stay clean in the battle, but show I try. Long as we lined up with God rebels, we alright. Levels to the ceiling, yell it if you still in. Rebels in the building,
rebels in the building.
Levels to the ceiling, yell it if you still in. Rebels in the building,
rebels in the building.
Levels to the ceiling, yell it if you still in. Rebels in the building.
Rebels in the building.
Rebels in the building.
Rebels in the building.
We're here.
That song was Blaze. It was the title of that joint. Do Something. That's right. Do Something. Shout out to the young sister Blaze. You know what I'm saying? Her and Miss Cole about the same. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I that didn't is even my say girl, that's it. That's my girl.
Yeah, that's your homegirl. Blaze is doing it big. But man, she everywhere.
You didn't say nothing, but I can see you.
I didn't even get to say it.
I've seen your hand trying to. Nothing wrong with little people.
Nah, man, but we got the homie Sharp Skills with us, man. We're going to talk about his career a little bit. Is there any questions that you want to ask him about that, Miss Cole? You know what I'm saying? You good? I'm just trying to make sure you stay with me.
I'm with you.
Hey, monster.
Okay, see, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? But now let's talk about how long have you been doing what you've been doing?
I've been rapping since I was 9, so I'm 26 now. So what's that? For 50, I'm bad at math, 17 years. But I've been doing it professionally since 2004.
Yeah. Okay, and not only rapping, I know you was a rapper, but I remember, you know what I'm saying, next to Coulon Park, you know what I'm saying, Coulon Beach. Yeah, they have a park over there too, but you know. You used to, you know, be in the room, you know what I'm saying, you got the window open and used to record next to your sharks in your shark tank, you know what I'm saying? And not only did you used to record, you used to make some beats. Do you still get in the beat game a little bit, man, every now and then?
Nah, bruh. Honestly, I did that during that time, man, just because I was, a lot of cats was flaking out on me, man. That's when I was really starting out with my career.
Yeah.
When I was making beats. And, you know, it was like a lot of producers. You know how cats be. They be like, I'm going to get you in the studio, or, you know, I'm going to get this beat to you, and then you don't ever hear from them. So I was just like, man, I'm going to just do it. So I started making some tracks myself. But nah, man, I mean, I like production as far as, like, listening and knowing how I want the beat to sound. But as far as making it, that's just not my specialty, you know. But I know what I like to hear.
Right. Now, that's what's up. Now, I have to say this on, you know what I'm saying, my wife made sure that I said that. She actually got, you know what I'm saying, you know how when people was feeling this song, they be bobbing their head and everything, and she was like, yo, make sure you say this to Sharp Skills. Be true, true. Stand firm, firm. Understand that you live and you learn, learn. And she was like, if you don't say that, she's not cooking my dinner tomorrow. So I was like, oh, Lord, help me to remember that. You know what I'm saying? Like, so
you actually produced that track, too. But that was on the responsibility, yup.
That's right. Now you've had a few albums that you came out with and a couple of mixtapes. Just catch the people up with some of your discography.
Well, 2004, I dropped The Responsibility of Sharp Skills. That was my very first album. And then 2006, I dropped my mixtape, Revolution Music Volume 1. And then 2007, I dropped Revolution Music Volume 2 and Volume 3. And then in 2008, I dropped The Campaign. And just been on like a lot of different, done a lot of collabos, been on a lot of artist stuff since then. But now I'm back in the lab, working on the next project.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, that was a question actually for all those that don't know. You can watch us at yadadaking.com while we're going live with the artist. And one of the homies said, what Sharp Skills working on now? He's been quiet ever since he jumped that broom.
Yeah, man, you know how I do, man. I kind of lay low in the cut for a minute, then I just come back full force. But yeah, I got married in 2008, so, you know, I definitely was adjusting to that and just, you know, doing what I was supposed to do, man, taking care of home. And now I've been kind of released back into doing my music, like, you know, hardcore again. So right now I got the whole concept for the album and you know, I have a clear direction on what I'm trying to do. And right now, I guess I'm just more in a strategy phase, you know, because every album that I drop, I want it to be more successful than the last. And whatever I did wrong in the last project, I try to make the correction. So right now, I'm just in that phase of, you know, not just working on the music, but also working on the business aspect. You know what I'm saying? And make it that strong so that when this next project goes, it can be even more fruitful.
Right.
Well, I know a lot of people are wondering this. As far as we know, that you got a couple tracks or a track or two on a few films, and I think a lot of people are wondering, how did you do that? How did you promote your music to be able to get it on a film? What was the film that? Where were we at?
The Takers.
The Takers, yes. And Marcel and I were at our Fulfilla. We were at the movies, and he pointed to the picture up there. What do we call that? The display, upcoming movies or whatever.
Right.
And your song was on The Takers. So how did you get your song on there and
yeah.
get it out there like that?
Yeah, that's like the million-dollar question. Honestly, man, I would just say it was a few things. Of course, it was God's favor. But during that time, I was working with a production company named Winona Drive. I don't think they even go by that name anymore, but it was Winona Drive Productions. They had a connection with a guy in Nashville who had a connection with somebody in L.A., and we recorded actually two different songs to kind of shop it to film and television companies. And, you know, they have the connections and the pool. So, you know, they knew some people, I guess, at Sony, and they shopped it and they picked it up, man. So, I mean, this guy, really God's favor, though, with that, you know, because I even just kind of feel like, you know, I didn't even expect for that to happen, like for it to be on something that huge. Like, I really wasn't expecting that. It wasn't none of my planning or strategy, you know. It was just kind of, I guess, being in the right place at the right time.
Yeah. No, that's what's up, man. So he's not going to take credit, but I know for that you ain't going to take credit, but you also just got into a TV show called Nikita. Now, was that same process, you know, working with that one, or was it different?
Same exact process, because it was two different songs that I did for television and film that I said I'm gonna allow these to be shot, you know, and they're under contract with that publishing that placement company, and so that was one of the songs, and they were able to get it into Nikita. But what it did was, the beauty out of that was it opened me up to a whole nother aspect of the music business, that it's not just dropping albums and selling albums, but you have a whole nother side, such as licensing your songs and, you know, synchronization and publishing and all these other things that play a part, and other ways to make income off of your music. So that opened me up, and so that's what I'm studying actually right now, because, you know, I feel like if I can do it like that, I can do it again, you know. So yeah, man, it just opened me up to a whole another world of options.
Yeah. So you're talking about more of the business besides music, besides just doing music. And I think that's something that, you know, a lot of artists can learn from and be able to make a valid income doing that, because you can make a lot of money doing that kind of stuff.
I still haven't made enough to quit my day job, but some of them checks, when they come in the mail, bro, they be nice, man. Like, and it's ones that you don't even expect. It's just like, dang, you know what I'm saying? Like, it'll just hit you, like, you know, 300, 500, you know, 1500 for some, like, boom, you know. So, and if you get big enough and you have enough of a name, you know what I'm saying, those same film companies will pay more, and then you become a household name with them, so they're looking at you for even more music, you know.
Yeah.
Because it's different. Like, if they come to me, they know that they're gonna be able to get a better price than if they go to T.I. or if they go to Drake or somebody that's huge. So if they go to a smaller artist, an indie artist, they know that they can get me for, you know, more so of a bargain than, you know, those bigger, higher priced artists. But, you know, I'm still making a good income off of that, because, you know, some of them people was making enough money where they don't, I mean, they're making a comfortable living. I'll just put it like that, man. Yeah. And they're not even really supporting music anymore. They're living off of their catalog, you know.
Right.
So.
Man, that's dope, man. Well, look, check it out, man. Shar, we're going to go to your song, Salute, right here on Yada That King Radio. Let's check that out.
I'm so locked and loaded, all of the sun rays too hot to hold it. Arms in the air, man, I rock for soldiers. Headed for the top, how they not gon' notice? This the world where my Timberlands laced up. Born to keep kicking, I refuse to stay stuck. I keep a poker face, man, I see through the great bluff. The enemy, me mugger,
give them the same look. Now's not the time to be scared of the current. Stand like a man, my advantage is perfect. The vision is the prize, get cash to work with and feed the fam, but the lamb I worship. Don't talk about swag, man, I'm out of this orbit. I just watch the culture sit back and absorb it. The light of the real is exposing a forfeit. I've been through the pain, now I'm teaching the courses. Rebel PhD, the melody's eight keys. Infinity HD, you're feeling on great beats. If that ain't enough, you get the boot. Real rebels in the building, I tell you to salute. To my rebels that's on the front line, going through the pain but still on the grind.
Salute
to my soldiers that died in the field, wouldn't bow down and declare what's real.
Salute
to my young brothers getting it cranked up, wanna be a winner, don't care what they say, huh?
Salute
to my young sisters, Betty and Queens, heads on straight, pursuing their dreams.
Salute.
I feel like it's my last day living, giving everything that I got, remain vicious. Flow stay hotter than hotter than sway britches. These rappers fruit flies, man, the game's switching. Dudes rock skinny jeans, tape a leg. YG's in the hood, ain't afraid of death. Man, I tell these young cats, man, your brain's the threat. Take more than an AK to gain respect. The locks and the cell blocks killing the slow. Dizzy with the Henny, getting plenty of dough. Sitting pretty in the Bentley and the Philly is roll. Chain real chilly, but ain't feeling the hole. I'm getting my black Mosaic Isaac Hayes on. Black Prada sneaks in the Oakley shades on. Only thing different, I ain't singing the same song. All's in the air, the salute will stay strong.
Salute
to my rebels that's on the front line, going through the pain but still on the grind.
Salute
to my soldiers that died in the field, wouldn't bow down and declare what's real.
Salute
to my young brothers getting it cranked up, wanna be a winner, don't care what they say, huh?
Salute
to my young sisters, Betty and Queens, heads on straight, pursuing their dreams.
Salute.
I'm so locked and loaded, part of the sun rays, too hot to hold it. All's in the air, man, I rock the soldiers, heading for the top, how they not gon' notice. I'm so locked and loaded, part of the sun rays, too hot to hold it. All's in the air, man, I rock the soldiers,
yeah.
Headed for the top, how they not gon' notice.
Salute.
I'm on another level in a different dimension. What the king sees are the things I mention. Spirit of David, the king ain't flinching. I'm talk reckless, bring your henchmen with a KKK. Neo-Nazis, hatred in your blood, but you ain't gon' stop me. Say bye to the days where the rebel was not me. Brain Gretzky, my frame is hockey. These kids too soft, man, I'm bringing a hardcore. Spit acid rain, cut track like Lawnmower. Beating their drums till they lift notes all sore. Could do a million songs till my crowd with one more. Crown still shining, loving my queen's light. Keep the business tight, keep feeding the team right. Born to conquer, I care less what it seem like. Legends on the hook, yeah, we got the green light. I'm so locked and loaded, part of the sun rays, too hot to hold it. All's in the air, man, I rock for soldiers, headed for the top, how they not gon' notice.
Salute
to my rebels that's on the front line, going through the pain but still on the grind.
Salute
to my soldiers that died in the field, wouldn't bow down and declare what's real.
Salute
to my young brothers getting it cranked up, wanna be a winner, don't care what they say, huh?
Salute
to my young sisters, Betty and Queens, heads on straight, pursuing their dreams.
Salute
to my rebels that's on the front line, going through the pain but still on the grind.
Salute
to my soldiers that died in the field, wouldn't bow down and declare what's real.
Salute
to my young brothers getting it cranked up, wanna be a winner, don't care what they say, huh?
Salute
to my young sisters, Betty.
This is Chris Searcy. The song was Superhero. And you know, Miss Cole, she's getting used to the show still. This is her second chance.
Oh.
Second time.
Yes.
And she...
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much.
I'm trying.
She needed to hear that. You don't got to compare yourself to nobody but the Lord Jesus Christ.
See?
You know what I'm saying?
See, that was a nugget right there.
That's right. Praise the Lord. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So check it out, man. We're going to talk about the topic. Sharpman, what we're going to do is... We're going to allow you to just have the floor. We want you to share your heart on this matter. We actually got this topic from a sister that hit us up on the Yada Da King Facebook page. And her name was Ronnie Ross. Hopefully I said her first name right. But you know how it is sometimes with the names to them, you know. But check it out. This is what we're going to do. She said, doing the right thing even when you're wrong. That's what she wanted us to talk about. So our question is, how do we do right when wrong? How do we do this? And that's the first question we asking you, Sharp.
See, man, why y'all gotta even ask me this question? Because as soon as I answer it, I'm probably gonna be forced to to actually live it sometime, probably tonight or tomorrow. But anyway, how do we... You said, how do we do right when we're wrong, pretty much?
How do we do right when somebody does wrong to us?
When we've been wrong, or when, yes.
Man, wrong. Really, it's a matter, to me, it's a matter of, first of all, relying on the Holy Spirit, first of all, and knowing that God is with us in every single situation. Because sometimes we get thrown off track, you know, when, like, somebody comes at us the wrong way or does something to us. Right then and there, our flesh rises right to the surface, you know what I'm saying? And I think sometimes we forget that God is with us even in that moment, and there's grace that's available to us. As a matter of fact, that's when His grace is actually most powerful, because when we get into our flesh, we become weak, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, as soon as that arises, we should understand that God's power is available right then and there for whatever that person has done to it. So I think it's kind of like taking like a step away from it. Like, not that you can step away from that situation, but kind of like mentally it's like, okay, remembering that God is with me in this situation and asking God for his grace. You know, that's what I do. Kind of, I can't say that I get it right all the time, right. But what I start doing is when something happens that throws me off, or, you know, somebody comes at me a foul way, I try to ask God for his grace right then and there so that I can deal with it in a godly way. And then that will cause me to have the right response toward that person on what they've done to me, you know. Because I'm one of them people, man, like when conflict comes around, my heart start beating real fast, you know, I start sweating. I go to the extreme of, oh, this person just did this because they, you know, this way, rather than, you know, sometimes getting a godly perspective. So it's kind of like I have to take a moment and just think about God and ask God for his grace in order to respond the correct way. Right. So I'll just say that's one of the ways that helps me. Like I said, I don't always get it right, but I think it's really a growth and maturity thing. The more mature we become in Christ, the more we will be able to, when somebody strikes us on the cheek, we can turn the other one to that person. Or when somebody wants to take our jacket, we can give them also our shirt. You know what I'm saying? That's how we get into that spiritual aspect, you know, the more that we get closer to Christ. And it really shows the power that's there when we get to that place, because it shows that the Spirit of God is really leading us and leading our lives, you know, where we don't care so much about our lives that we shrink back, you know, when somebody does something to us. So, yeah, man, it's about growth and maturity, and it's about recognizing that God's with us in every situation and relying on that grace in every situation.
Right. Now, let me ask you this, man. Has there been any circumstance in your life where you had to do the right thing? Well, you didn't have to do the right thing, but you chose to. Well, as a Christian, you have to do the right thing, but you chose to do the right thing so that you could be in line with Christ versus doing the wrong thing when somebody did something wrong to you.
Right. Yeah, definitely, man. Just at work. I'm a program manager in my 9-to-5 life, and there's other program managers that are there at my company, and sometimes there's clashes, you know. And one program manager in particular, he likes to find scapegoats for why his program isn't running properly. So what he does is he comes and he attacks my program, and he attacks the people that I manage. And he tries to say that we're the reason why his program or why his people aren't doing this and that. And I know for a fact that it's not true. You know, it's the way that he's actually running his program. But I said all that to say that, you know, he'll come at me kind of like in a foul way, like in a condescending, demeaning, you don't know what you're doing type of way. And what God has caused me to do is to humble myself. And not necessarily even try to, like, defend myself or fight against him, you know, because I could send an email to my superior, you know, and let him know that this is what's going on. Or, you know, I could try to defend myself and say, well, you need to look at your own self and things like that. But God just causes me to try to look at, okay, well, what am I doing wrong that may cause his, like, what can I do better that can help his people? Even though I'm not the source of his problem.
Yeah.
Oh, how I still possibly help him, you know? And then another thing too is like praying for dude. You know, it's like, I don't, you know, that's one of the hard ones, is praying for a person that, you know, is after you and is really trying to, and it's not necessarily that he's after me, but it comes off like that. You know what I'm saying? Because when you attack what I'm doing, you kind of attacking me. So, but I know that it's out of his own, you know, job security and different things like that. But still have to, you know, so I still have to pray for him and, you know, ask God for wisdom and dealing with him and help God to help me keep my temper cool, you know, because he's one of them people, man, he can really take you there.
Yeah.
And so I just ask to give me grace when I talk with him, not to be disrespectful, you know, not to be flippant and not to let what was going on with him rub off on me. You know, I want my love to overcome all evil, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I just ask God for that grace, and, you know, he you know, whenever he comes at me a foul way, it's kind of like, you know, I got to ask God right then and there for the grace when I talk with him, you know what I'm saying? Because it could get real ignorant any other way.
Yeah.
That's good.
No, that's really good, man. We got another question on that, with that topic. You got that, Ms. Cole?
Let's So what are the challenges that we deal with while doing right?
The challenges while feeling like a punk sometimes. I think that's like one of the main ones, you know. Is you feel like you're copping out, or you feel like, oh man, you know, I should be giving him a piece of my mind, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's I feel like sometimes like a sucker, like I'm backing down, and it'll be the enemy trying to tell me, oh, I'm afraid, or, you know, this and that, and it's really a lie from him. So I would just say that's one of the main things I deal with, is not actually seeing myself spiritually as strong rather than viewing my flesh, which my flesh would say that I'm being weak. You know, so it's having a mindset that's spiritual and saying that by denying my flesh and denying me, spewing off at the mouth of him and telling him about himself, that I'm really being strong in Christ and depending in the grace of God and really showing that I'm a mighty man of valor in the spirit. You know what I'm saying? That's like my main goal, is to redirect my mind there rather than the flesh saying, oh, you need to let him know this or that, and if you don't, you're just a punk, you know?
Yeah. Is that the only challenge that you kind of deal with? Because I know a lot of people might be dealing, you know, like, man, if this person did wrong, he might deserve to get wrong back, you know? Or let's say somebody took something from me and I'm not going to get it back. Like, it should be my right to go and, you know, try to go at this person. But as a Christian, our mindset is different, man. You know, and that's a tough thing. Fofilla just posted there in a live stream something that I think is super profound. He said, faith that's not tested, and I need you to get ready with that gunshot when I get done with this. All right. He said, faith that's not tested cannot be trusted. Oh my goodness. Faith that's not tested cannot be trusted. You know what I'm saying? And he also went on to say, God will tell us or test us through our relationships with people. How will you respond to the situation, and will you be angry about it and pray over it? And I think that's really good, man. And I see there's some other people in the live stream with us that said a lot about this topic. We got Arlene. She said, the comfort comes from knowing who Christ is and staying in the Word of God. We do right when wrong by keeping our focus on Christ and his life, and know what he did, and by knowing what he did for us. She also went on to say, then we think about what the other person did, it doesn't matter as much. And keeping in mind all things, good or bad, help us grow in Christ. And I think keeping a perspective like that will keep us from lashing out on those people.
Right.
You know, I mean, because I know that everybody in their life, somebody has done them wrong at one point in their life. If you haven't got into a situation like that, then you must live by yourself in a remote place. You know what I'm saying? Because people are going to do you wrong.
With no contact.
That's right. You know what I'm saying? Your cell phone don't even work. Because, I mean, man, yesterday I was on the phone trying to talk to a lady, you know what I'm saying, about some of my business transactions. And she was like, she just had an attitude. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, man. You know, inside I'm like, man, I'm about to yell at this lady because I'm asking her for a number. She ain't even answering my questions. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, gosh. But then I was like, man, God bless you. Have a good day. I ain't even going to, I'll just call another person. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, sometimes that's what we got to do. We got some more people chiming in on that. D.Y. said, we have been called to love our enemies, and blessed are those who who persecute you for doing wrong. But the kingdom of heaven is theirs. And he went from Matthew chapter 5 when they had the Beatitudes. And that's some stuff that we have to do, man. And Michelle said, and it brings glory to God when you show a different way of reacting and behaving. And I think that's good, man. And forgive me for, you know what I'm saying, reading some of this stuff. And the stuff be moving in the live stream so much that it's hard to read some of the stuff, so it sounds like I'm, you know, needy hooked on phonics again. But nah, I passed those courses when I was young, so that's a good thing. Hey man, Sharp, we're gonna go to your song right now. What song are we gonna go to? The Mountain Movement. And Sharp, we want you to talk about this song a little bit before we go into that.
The Mountain Movement is a joint that's on the campaign, and it's actually probably like my most popular song. It was the one that was on in the Takers trailer and several other film trailers and television shows, and God has just really blessed that song, man. It's just like a mix between rock and rap, so it's actually probably one of my favorite songs to perform.
Yeah, okay. So what is the topic about on there?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that part. it really, the teachings of Christ, man, where he says that if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can have this mountain uprooted and moved into the sea. And so really on this song, man, it's really like, man, the mountain's got to move. You know what I'm saying? So it's just a song where I'm just talking about my faith in God and what he's doing through me and, you know, what I believe him for. And these mountains have got to move no matter how big they are, you know?
That's nice. So here we go, Sharp Skills, the mountain move.
Rebel guys, viewing through my rebel eyes, living for my L shit die, buck them like some metal nines. Just watch your fellow shine, smart spit with ghetto rhyme. Your boys brave with the page, spitting the yellow rhyme. Never give them leather whenever I'm licking letters. Who's a iller than skiller? Now I'm sicker than ever. I can sneeze with the G's and cough with the boss. Let's leak life in the game while they drawing their coffins. Man, this calling is awesome. My baller will give the cross in, shake foes out of their clothes. The flow's lost them. New weapons exposed to grow God's men. Spit mocks, my wristwatch. Spam is all gems, and it's all him. Got me in some tall Tims. This is the making of David, leaving a star slim. Sending enemies up a creek with no Dawson. Pinning with East for the week so they can draw strip. The road is rough, but I'm getting rough, yeah. The road is tough, but I'm getting tough, yeah. Say what you gotta say, say do what you gotta do, do. But the mountains in my way, man, they gotta move, move. They gotta move, hey. They gotta move, move. Hands to the sky if you know they gotta move, move. What? They gotta move. Hey, they gotta move, move. Hands to the sky if you know they gotta move. I'm out of space with the rhythm, lakes in the rittens with life, making the killing, cause what I'm taking is spitting out of. Afraid of the snakes and they venom, take them and sit them in their place, cause the faith that I'm wielding breaks down the villain. Learn from the past and the present, passing the stress, and as I bask in his presence, man, I'm asking them questions, advancing his essence that leads to some passion and stepping, sharper, blasting a weapon like I'm acting a western. The cat is a veteran, no gassing, man, the raps is from heaven. You can keep the six shooter, man, I'm clapping, I'm seven. I'm after my brethren for the one who dispatched it. 11. Serious about his business, cause the math is aggressive. I'm laughing at threats and they melting like wax in the desert. They traps us and dress. I'm trying to paint green and grass and suggestions. But I'm fast with the lessons and I smash with discretion. And I won't sleep till I'm in my casket and rest. The road is rough, but I'm getting rough again. The road is tough, but I'm getting tough again. Say what you gotta say, say do what you gotta do, do. But the mountains in my way, man, they gotta move, move. They gotta move, hey, they gotta move, move. Hands to the sky if you know they gotta move, move. What? They gotta move, hey, they gotta move, move. Hands to the sky if you know they gotta move. Yo, mama, the genres, this is mobs, it's lasagna. Don't get more gangster than that poppin' imposters. I get low, that's my pocket for papa. Paying dues in this game cost to the rocker. Dog, this game is a giant tossing a rock up. It costs gold to throw in a forehead, it's more bread. Got my staff playing this part because the flow's red. The less speed of the folks because the slow's dead. Get it done when I'm on the mic because I hold the light and the flow is tight. The light, like show your right. Backhand snakes just like throw the mic. Gotta watch out for the cobra vice. Trying to have you looking slow like strobe to light. I'ma show them how soul to fight. Let it pop, now stop with Jehovah's mic. Seen in a way that's oversight. And I spit when I live in a phony light. Heat when I speak cause it's cold at night. Get a fire in the fire. And they on the right path, know they like that. Bone the right, that bone the fight back, bone the fight back. Get them with the tennis, hit them with a vision, living for the mission, and it's over like that. Oh.
I'm a classy, 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 let's go. I hit the turf like Rambo, shining like a candle. I does it for the Lambo. You know what I stand for. The face in this property, cause say I came to Vando. Jesus take the wheel, look, look, no hand though. Man invading like Zim, showing true love, that's hating thy sin. Bring his teachings to this kingdom has become my only mission. To all who will listen, call it collision. We walk in the spirit, they won't beat us with black eyes. I flatline my fears, head up with my allies. Ain't here to make your head swing like giraffe fights. I came to make you lose your life. It's more than some rap lines. Since I've been redeemed, I'm a God fiend. Amp up for you to see him how I see him. Let them know everywhere I go, Jesus is the truth. If you still don't see the proof, then I'm aiming for you.
Ready or not, here we come. Not of this world, we're the invasion. Only God vision, real like Christ. Only one mission, crash my life. Right, kamikaze, 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 kamikaze,
kamikaze, kamikaze. Beat slapping like a disrespected female. The beat, well, the bait to draw you closer to the details. Death purchased for his sheep, no resale. Choose to be veiled or believe and prevail. And we will, cause we escape from his godly wrath. Here now to invade, bring it straight like an ollie jab. Cause ever since I put my flesh in a body bag, I hit the streets trying to crash back on the tracks in a Johnny Mac. Till she know and he know, then they know, cause we know. Excuse my ego, I can't keep on on the D-Lo. Once was separated from my father, Nemo. Now it's like I never sinned, but we know, he know. Obligated to my kingdom like a mom and them. Slave of Christ, crashed my life like a Samadim. Kamikaze me wherever you see the harvest. If you still don't believe, you could be the target.
Ready or not, here we come. Not of this world, the invasion. Only God vision, real like Christ. Only one mission, crash my life. Right, kamikaze, 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 kamikaze,
kamikaze, kamikaze.
We've been reconciled, so we can reconcile. In light of faith and grace, we've been made reverent now. Now that we're seeing clear, we share with those who don't. But running from the rock, like Indiana Jones. The sick are in need of a clinic. How you healthy if you have the same symptoms? Some say that they've seen the physician, but still not well. Well, blood in the gripping. Excuse me for dissing, but I model the Christ. I have only one mission, crash in my life.
Kamikaze, kamikaze, kamikaze.
I know you see the wolves in the sheep suits. Deceivingly seem cool, but not bearing the king's truth. I'm too convinced to be mute. They may call me crazy, but I need to say something.
Ready or not, here we come. Not of this world, the invasion. Only God mission, real like Christ. Only one mission, crash my life. Right, kamikaze, kamikaze.
We got the song by CJ Emulous. And the song was
Kamikaze.
That's right, Kamikaze, man. And he is talking about, you're gonna have to listen to the song again to find out what he's talking about. But he's not talking about blowing nobody else up with, you know what I'm saying, nothing else but the word of God, man. And that's what we want to make sure about. So don't, you know, take that as a thing to go and, you know, blow some other people up in an airplane or something like that. That's not what he's talking about. All right,
for the ride.
That's right. He's not talking about that. But we got Sharp Skills. You know what I'm saying? He's a rebel for the kingdom of God. And we're getting it in and we're talking. And this is the time where we always get it in. And we ask, you know, we had a great time with you. I hope you had a good time with us.
Man, I'm having a ball, man. I'm having fun. It's been good.
Cool, man. So, look, this is what we want to ask you. We want you to, we're giving you the opportunity to plug your websites and all that, man. Tell the people, where in the world can they find Sharp Skills?
Sharp Skills is all over the net, man. The main place is rebelfirm.com. That's rebelfirm.com. Rebelfirm.com. That has all things pertaining to Sharp Skills as far as my music, my calendar, my going on workshops, and much more to come. I'm on Facebook. Honestly, man, you can find me on my blog, which is rebelfirm.blogspot.com, rebelfirmbusinessblog.blogspot.com. I'm on MySpace. Just Google me, man, Sharp Skills, and a lot of stuff is going to pop up.
Yeah, and Google me. When you say Google me, you got to be on a lot of different sites, man. So he said Google me. Make sure you check out Sharp Skills. Also go to rebelfirm.com. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you told them what your Facebook or your Twitter names are. You got that information for the people?
Oh, yeah. Twitter is SharpSkills24 on Twitter. And then MySpace is MySpace.com/SharpSkills. And Facebook is Facebook.com/SharpSkills. And I also, you can look me up on Facebook, too, by my real name, because that's the main one that I use is Facebook.com, PhilipSharp-SkillsJacobs. So you can also find me that way as well.
Man, that's what's up, man. And we got it in with my man Sharp Skills. You got any last words that you want to share with the people?
Man, I've had a ball, man. This has been dope. Thank you for having me on. Y'all are doing y'all thing on Yada.King Radio, man. Keep up the good work.
All right, man. So, hey, we appreciate it, man. And go take care of the fam. You know what I'm saying? Get it in with the wife and all that, man. And tell her we said thanks for allowing you to come on with us today.
Yes. Yes, sir. All right, y'all. Much love.
All right. God bless. That's right, man. We got it in. With who?
Sharp
Skizzles. He said he's going to come back out here in March. That's what I wanted to ask him, when he was coming back in March, so we could chop it up, make sure we could check out what he's doing. Man, and his testimony was powerful, man. And I just want you guys to know that the reason why we love sharing people's testimony is because the Word of God says we will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, man. And it's good to see how God moves in different people's lives and say, hey, man, he kind of related with me right there. And if God can save him, then what?
He can do that for me.
That's right. He can do the same thing for me. So, man, we got a lot going on for the Yada Dot King Radio. We're excited about what God is doing. It's 2011. Miss Cole, we still getting her plugged in. You know what I'm saying? We still getting you. How you feel today? You good?
I'm good.
Okay, she did need a Red Bull earlier. You know what I'm saying? She usually goes to sleep at 6 o'clock every night. You know what I'm saying? Which is kind of early, but you know she get up early too. So that's that. Matter of fact,
I stay up later than that.
Matter of fact,
I be staying up late.
No, you don't, because Fofilla came over to the crib the other day. We was playing video games, and I was like, "Dang, she sleep already." And he was like, "Man, we was watching the movie. She fell asleep, so I'm about to go." Man. You know what I'm saying? So
I wanted to come over too to hang with Precious, but
you was asleep.
I was out. But you know what? I had a long day though.
Okay. So I mean, what time did you get up this morning?
Oh, 9.
Oh, okay. So you got up early. See, I used to go to their church service, Victorious Life Christian Center. Go check it out on 44th and Graham in Seattle, Washington. Their service don't start till 1.
Yeah.
So when I was going there, I didn't wake up till 11:30 maybe.
Well, see, you know what? I wake up like clockwork. Like my body just wakes me up.
Right.
So I'm up like 6:30 in the morning almost every day.
No, that's right, man. So look, this is what we do, man. We here at Yada.King want you guys to, first of all, go to our website, yada.king.com. Tell somebody else about it. They can actually hear the podcast there. There's a couple of different places where you can click to hear what's going on with Yada.King. Also, make sure that you subscribe to Yada.King's email. We got it on the website right now. We're going to start hitting you guys with some emails. Not pointless emails, but what's going on with what Yada.King Radio is doing. Who we got lined up for interviews. Who do we just interview? And then also, if you are an advertiser, we're going to be plugging some of the things that you are doing with your ministry or your business that are Christ-related, okay? So don't give me no crazy business advertiser, because we won't advertise you. You dig? So we keep it 100% Trillville. Shout out to Fulfilla. He posted a link right there. All you guys got to do is click that link, and you can get linked in with Yada.King Radio. Also, man, if you want to advertise, hit us up at advertise@yadadaking.com. We will advertise your music, your ministry, and try to get you out there, man. And really, that's what we all about, man. Trying to be a platform for the artists, the ministers, to be able to share what God is doing in their life, man. We're going to go to another song. Miss Cole, you going to be ready for this song we got coming up right now?
Oh, is this Jafia Life?
That's right. Jafia Life. Does anybody know? And somebody needs to know the answer. And we do, and that's Christ, man. And that's what he's talking about. We got to share that with these people. So let's do this. Let's hop into that. Also, get the Yada Da King app. You got an Android, iPod, iPhone, whatever you got. We there. Yada Da King app. Check it out.
I'm an ex, you can fill in the blank, kid, minus the pain, kid, where my ex divas at? Don't say that I ain't want them, it's a church on their corner, from Philly to California, where the real preachers at? I came from Antioch, took a cruise through Epiphany, said hello to Creflo, never been to Potter's house, that storefront on Crenshaw, I kept my Timbs on, before I could sing songs, they wanted them out, heard through the grapevine, I was moving through state lines, praying to Jay Fine, felt like I was on the run, looking for love, no, we was looking for leadership, so why they flee the kid, I was almost like one, they said that I've been gone too long, ain't gon' front like I was strong, no, homie, I've been down, I've been weak, felt I was in the zone, all alone on that road, looking for my promised land, 7 days of the week, does anybody know how a person can get there, does anybody know how a person can get there, does anybody know if healing is still there, I think I just need to know from somebody that lives there, does anybody next? Hypocrite, narcissist, porn addict, you get the pick. Yeah, some of y'all know me. Few of them same dudes in them t-shirts. Exposing the fact that we hurt, forcing me to dig deep. Drawn from my well, heart condition like wells. Know how is my walk well? Something like a hurricane. IVs like Braille, feel my words like Braille. My diary's like hell, you can't escape on a train. Thought about suicide, wasn't I ain't wanna live. Nah, I just ain't wanna live in the world so cold. If this is my cross, thank God that I'm not lost. Lord knows that the kid is weak, I couldn't do this on my own. They said that I've been gone too long, ain't gon' front like I was strong. No, homie, I've been down, I've been weak, felt I was in the zone, all alone on that road, looking for my promised land, 7 days of the week. Does anybody know how a person can get there? Does anybody know how a person can get there? Does anybody know if healing is still there? I think I just need to know from somebody that lives there. They said that I've been gone too long, ain't gon' front like I was strong. No, homie, I've been down, I've been weak, felt I was in the zone, all alone on that road, looking for my promised land, 7 days of the week. Does anybody know how a person can get there? Does anybody know how a person can get there? Does anybody know if healing is still there? I think I just need to know from somebody that lives there. Does anybody know?
for the Jew. Oh, worthy is the Lamb.
That's right. Hmm? Who was that right there? Sicily. The song was called
Worthy is the Lamb.
Worthy is the Lamb. And we want to give praise all to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Yes.
That's who we out of. His name is Jesus Christ.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? AKA Lord of our lives, man. And that's really what it's about at Yada.King Radio. We are all about living a lifestyle that is going to compel non-believers to want to live like we do, but upholding the standards of the scripture so that they can understand what a real Christian is all about. And today's topic is doing right when wronged. I'm going to go to Miss Cole right now, and we're going to ask Miss Cole, how do we do that? Doing right when somebody does you wrong. What are some ways that you think in your life that you can apply that?
I think, you know, definitely Sharp touched on a lot of the things that are very important as far as really... Why are you laughing?
Because you try to use his... I'm asking you right now. You
no,
trying to use...
I'm not...
Okay, I thought you was going to say he said enough.
No,
okay,
I was...
Okay. Go ahead.
No, see, you all...
Go ahead.
See, I'm going to do right.
Do right.
I've been doing wrong right now.
Okay.
Anyways, no, now I lost my train of thought.
It's all good. You were saying Sharp said a lot of things that to test on.
Well, he touched on a lot of things about how you can do that, you know, stand in your word, you know, really, you know, stepping out of yourself, taking a moment away from the situation, praying and asking God to, you know, give you the words or how to handle things. I think it's very important to demonstrate that, especially as Christians, because people are watching us and they're watching us closely. And you know what, I think he mentioned something else that was really important about praying for people, because, you know, a lot of times people's reaction may necessarily have nothing to do with you. And so you never know what they are going through earlier in that day. You know, I had a situation at work, and I'm sure a lot of people have various situations.
Can I keep it real?
At work, where, you know, I had a run-in, I guess you could say, with a coworker.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was embarrassing. And, you know, like Sharp was talking about earlier, you know, it's hard sometimes because you don't want to feel like a punk. You know what I'm saying? Or you don't want to feel like you just been walked over.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to feel weak when you're, you know, around your peers. But it was difficult because there was other people around, and I was disrespected in a serious way. And, you know, a lot of times your flesh wants to react a different way than what your spirit's trying to tell you, what God's
trying
to tell you.
Can I keep it real?
It is a struggle.
Yeah.
And, you know, I really had to rise above that situation. And despite what people were telling me afterwards, I really ended up showing her the love of Christ. And, you know, later on, I had people who were superior to me in my job field come to me and was just very... in awe about the situation and how I handled it. And, you know, I really set a bar. I really set a, you know, a standard within the company. Like, you know, they looked at me and they said, you know, we wish a lot of people would be more like you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right. But I realized that was the Christ in me.
Can I get an amen?
and a lot of times people don't realize what they're seeing, but they're really seeing God in you. So I just praise God for that situation. And you know, even after the fact that, you know, I was showing her love, I was struggling. Like, you know, the enemy wants to get in your head and wants to tell you, no, you need to go back there and don't be no punk, and you know, oh, you're just gonna let it go out like that. You're just gonna go out like that. But I mean, you really gotta be in the will of God. You really gotta be in the Word of God so you can speak against those things that the devil's trying to tell you in your head. So.
Well, that's good, man. You went in. I can almost say something and be like, yo, man, I have nothing to say, but I actually do. I have a few things. And my guy, I see. But anyways, Fulfiller was actually preaching at the corridor, man, and he had talked about Stephen when he was being stoned, correct?
Yeah.
And, you know, the thing that he did was he forgave. Even while he was getting killed, he was able to forgive. And I think that's really what it comes down to. Are we able to forgive others?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I think that forgiveness is the key, because we got to understand that we have all done something wrong to somebody else before in our lives.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I've cut somebody off while I'm driving, and somebody else has cut me off. Now, when somebody else cut me off, you know, I could be like, dang, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? And use, you know what I'm saying, some, you know, gestures that people would understand that I'm upset without using fingers, you know what I'm saying, and keeping it profanity clean. Mm-hmm. But I could still get upset at somebody and yell at them like, what are you doing?
Right.
Da, 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 da. You know what I'm saying? But the thing that I do sometimes is be like, man, I remember that I cut somebody off before, so I'm not even going to chip about it. You know what I'm saying? And by doing that, we have to have the same Spirit of God in us, because if we're not able to forgive somebody else that does us wrong, the Word of God says if we do not forgive our brother, God will not forgive us. All right?
Right.
So the whole point of that is forgiveness. Now, there's a lot of things that have, you know, not went the way that I felt good about, where somebody was like, hey, did this, and you're like, man, dang, that was kind of wrong, yo.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to forgive you. I'm going to move on. Now, I'm going to say this. There's still going to be that time in your head where you're like, man, I'm about to go off on this dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, are you serious?
Jesus.
You know what I'm saying? And sometimes what you might need to do is you might need to talk somebody, talk it out. Do not hold that in, because
right.
What's going to happen is the next time you see that person, it might be a problem.
Right.
You know, and
well,
I think
it starts to fester into something.
That's right.
Anger, bitterness.
Rage, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just, you know what I'm saying?
Don't have a flashback now.
That, yeah. Now, see, I'm staying kosher, you know what I'm saying? But check it out. That's what you have to do. You have to be able to forgive.
Right.
If you're not able to forgive, it is impossible to do right to somebody that wrongs you. And sometimes you got to understand, why did this person do wrong to me?
Right.
Sometimes it could be miscommunication.
Right.
Misunderstanding. Not a clear communication, something like that.
Right. I was going to say communication and talking it out, because sometimes you got to let somebody know how you're feeling, because if you hold that inside, like you were mentioning, you start having all these feelings, and sometimes it can just get uglier than what it really was.
Yeah, it could get ugly. Yeah, it could get bad. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, we look at that and we say, hey, that is some things that you have to do in being able to give somebody right, even when they've done you wrong. And I'm going to say this. It takes a bigger person to give, to do right to somebody when they've done wrong, than it does to take wrong to somebody that gave you wrong. It's a lot bigger person. It's so much easier to do wrong, but God requires us to be the people that are on top, and that's to live a life of forgiveness, man. And I think that's key. What you anything else you got to say, Miss Cole? Miss Cole, good. She shook her head. But you know what we doing, man. We got to yada that king. It's your boy, Don Christian.
I always gotta
and Miss Cole.
And we outro.
Nobody else got a praise like me, so I yada da king. Shabaka, king. I yada da king. I yada da king. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me, so we yada da king. Shabaka, king. We yada da king. We yada da king.